On the count of three. One, two.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Vinyl Garage history of Ohio rock and roll. As we continue with 1985 and a band whose street cred was punk community was cemented by an alleged riot at the Ground Round in Parma Heights on Wing Night, when the absurdity of their performance instilled the need on the clientele to fling the aforementioned chicken parts at each other as well as at the band. And in true Cleveland, Northeast Ohio fashion, Death of Samantha was welcomed into the rock and roll history books. Describing this band is not exactly an easy task. Cream magazine made the comparison to a combination of Para Ubu and the Pagans, an homage to Captain Beefheart in that some of the early material could have been comfortable on Trout Mask replica has been presented. They have been portrayed as punk, post-punk, working class art rock. In a nutshell, you can't dance to Death of Samantha. But what would you expect of a band born out of a food fight, or one that takes their name from a Yoko Ono song? So keep an open mind as I present snippets of the first two singles, both of which appeared on St. Valentine's Records. Here's parts of Amphetamine and Coca-Cola and Liquor. Success of these two records in the whatever genre you want to use community resulted in a record deal with Homestead Records. The resulting LP, Strung Out on Jargon, was released. The cover shows the band John Petkovic, Doug Gillard, David James, and Steve Irem in front of the Lieber drugstore in Parma, along with another shopper caught in the shot. From that LP, a strangely melodic cut for this collection, Simple as That. '87 saw the departure of bassist David James, to be replaced by ex-Reactions, also a Homestead Records band, David Swanson. The result? Two full-length LPs described as mature albums, a big leap in recording and production quality. From the first of those two, Where the Women Wear the Glory and the Men Wear the Pants LP, Blood Creek.
Take a bit down, 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 down to Blood Creek. Put my hand to the water. Come on, baby, don't even bother. We are going to Blood Creek, yeah. She says, Dad, to her father, gotta find a way to discipline his daughter. She says, Dad, give me a dollar, gotta find a way to discipline his daughter. She says, Dad, give me a dollar. Come on, old man, just give that girl a dollar. Let's take him down and down and down, down to the creek. Put my hand in the water. She says, man, don't even bother. Take him down and down and down, down to the creek. Hand in the water. She says, man, don't even bother. We are going through Blood Creek, yeah.
Despite positive reviews in the national music magazines, the death of Samantha ultimately was 1990. Although their influence would last years, with Petkovic, Gillard, and Swanson forming the band's Cobra Verde in 1994, and guided by Voices in 1997, and Swanson alone with his project, The Rainy Day Saints, in 1990. But before we move forward with those, let's look at the band Dave Swanson was in before Samantha, the aforementioned Reactions. The Reactions released two singles and one six-track LP beginning in 1985, the single on St. Valentine's Records, and the LP on Homestead. According to the Homestead press release for the album, the Reactions are atypical of the type of records the label normally puts out, as they have a 60s Who Birds vibe to them. Here's the A-side to the 1985 single, Tomorrow's Time Today. The B-side to the 1987 7-inch, a cool instrumental, Frenzied, and from the LP, Cracked Marbles, I Want You.
Can't explain
further removed from Samantha, its threesome of alums material got more polished, listenable, and mainstream. As example is the band Cobra Verde. Described as post-punk, glam rock, they released 6 LPs, 5 singles, and an EP beginning in 1994. From 1995's Vintage Crime EP, Fire and Love, and the highly acclaimed LP Nightlife from 1999, the track Conflict. But that's not all we'll hear from the Samantha family tree. culmination of the influences of Death of Samantha was Dayton's Guided by Voices, which was already up and running when the aforementioned three joined. Started in 1983, the Voices had 10 LPs and 21 singles or EPs under their belt by the time the Cobra Verde members were assimilated into this ever-changing band. This version, which was essentially Guided by Verde, lasted only one album, 1997's Mag Earwig, until frontman Robert Pollard decided on yet another new direction and lineup. Gillard was the only Samantha alum to stay. By far the most prolific band I've come across, their catalog consists of 27 studio albums, 25 live LPs, 41 singles, and 19 EPs, and that's not including any solo project going forward. Here's just literally a touch of this band from the first Sandbox from 1987, Long Distance Man, the 1997 LP Mag Earwig, and Jane of a Waking Universe, 2003's Earthquake Glue, and My Kind of Soldier, and the newest single, 2019's The Rally Boys.
He's a long distance man, and he keeps on going, cause it's not worth blowing, and he does what he can, cause it's not worth losing, and there ain't no choosing any other world that you live in. Don't believe in second chance, sell another dream, he won't take it. So don't fake it when you dance. He's a long distance man, and he keeps on going, cause it's not worth blowing, and he does what he can, cause it's not worth losing, and there ain't no choosing. Cover up your eyes in these bad times, full of sad time, passing years. Build another tower for your freedom. He don't need them, shed no tears for the long distance.
This history of Ohio rock and roll is being guided by the Vinyl Garage.
Jane of the Waking Universe. Jane of the Waking Universe.
Just one more Samantha-related effort, I promise. A Gallard solo project, Bambikino. The band's namesake was the small theater the Beatles slept in during their first trip to Hamburg in 1960. The band was formed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that said trip, releasing a live LP recorded at the Indra Club and a studio EP. From the latter, Some Other Guy. Bambikino was the absolute best unplanned segue into this next band, Cellarful of Noise, a project of ex-Wild Cherry and Donnie Iris and the Cruisers' Paul Afsek. The drummer on the project, Kevin Valentine, was also ex of Donnie Iris and the Trent Reznor-related Innocence. Recorded in Paul's studio, The Cellar, in Twinsburg, the resulting self-titled LP and follow-up album, Magnificent Obsession, have to date not been released on CD. From the former, Heartwrecker, and the latter, the single, Samantha.
Eagles.
Closing the show with two very unique Ohio bands, Cleveland's Ouroboros and Columbus's Royal Crescent Mob. The Ouroboros were a self-professed hippie band, influenced by the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers, not so much emulating their music, but the vibe and lifestyle, releasing an album, Different Feeling, in 1985, and a live LP recorded at the Euclid Tavern in 1994. But we're going with a compilation CD straight out of Cleveland, and their cut, Smell the Roses. The Royal Crescent Mob was categorized as punk funk, funk rock, but in reality, it wasn't so cut and dried. The Mob recorded on the same album, the Ohio Players' Love Roller Coaster, Rocked Up a Bit, and Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, so labels here mean next to nothing. To confuse things even more, I've chosen Help Myself, from the Something New, Old, and Borrowed LP. This time, the Mob sounds like the Rolling Stones.
so true, still I hear it me. Something Sunday morning, the laughter of a child. You better smell the roses before they pass you by. Show me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Show me how you feel. Tell me love is real.
Yeah!
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, so you're going to have to next day. I'll put this pin to the next real sentry. All right, so you're going to have to zero feet on the sheet or something.